In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Gospel from Luke features a healing. What's of interest is its placement, both geographically and in the as it were, in the schedule of our Lord's life. It takes place in Jericho, which, if you know your map of the Holy Land, Jericho is at the bottom, really. It's, I think it's the lowest inhabited site, town in the world. It's 1,200 feet below sea level, the level of the Dead Sea. And our Lord is about to go up to Jerusalem for his entry into the city that we celebrate in Palm Sunday, and then, of course, toward his eventual death. He's going to go up, because Jerusalem is at 2,500 feet above sea level, so it's a nearly 4,000-foot ascent. Going up to Jerusalem from Jericho is literal. It's not just figurative. And he begins the ascent today in this gospel. And the cry of the blind man echoes that, because he doesn't say, geez, call him Jesus. He doesn't call him Lord, which could be Mr. or Sir. He calls him Son of David. Help me. Son of David, give me back my sight. And this is a messianic title. That is, he is recognizing the Lord Jesus as Messiah by placing him in the line of David, which is true. We know he is. He is in the line of David, and he is Messiah. But as in the Gospels, very often there is an irony here. We, the readers of the gospel, we recognize that he's Messiah. We agree with the blind man who cries, Son of David. And so did his disciples at the time. Hadn't Peter just confessed a little while ago, you are the Messiah, Son of the living God? But you see, their expectations were different than what God intended. For why does he go to Jerusalem? He goes, as we said, he goes to die. And that wasn't part of the plan of Messiah. Messiah was not a word for the Jews in the time of our Lord that had any violins in it. It was all brass, all trumpets like Handel's Messiah. And he shall reign forever. That's what they were expecting. That's what Messiah was going to bring in. The wolf lying down with the lamb. The return to paradise. And he didn't deliver. He let himself be killed. And those screams that we hear on Holy Thursday, the screams, "Crucify him," are from the same mouths that shouted, "Glory to God in the highest, bless he who comes in the name of the Lord." Same people. I think we can rely on that. And not because they were unusually wicked people, but because they were typical people. They had their expectations and they'd been brutally disappointed. This one hadn't brought in the triumph that they were expecting Messiah to give. Now, he heals in today's gospel. He opens the man's eyes, and the man really does see. He sees rightly. He glorifies God, gives thanks, just as he saw who Jesus was without sight. He called him right. But us, I hope we have such sight. And I hope we avoid, likewise, false expectations. The Lord Jesus promises no deliverance in this life. And for the Christian, there is always the reflection, what happened to him? Was there any rescuer of him? No. Any deliverer of him? No. That was his function as Messiah, to come, suffer, and die. Be rejected. By that death, he heals. So let us expect him indeed as healer, as changer of body and soul, but not as, there was a saying from the plays of antiquity called the Deus ex machina, when the plot of the play comes to a hopeless pass, and then a god appears and straightens everything out. The Lord Jesus is not our Deus ex machina. He is our salvation. He's not the healer, although he can, of temporary physical ailments. He's the healer of our souls. He is the healer of humanity. He is the healer from sin. He is the hope of the world to come. And pray with the blind man today that we be given our sight to see Messiah as he is and recognize his glory hidden from the earth. To whom be glory with the Father and Spirit forever.